Doors are open right now to the Captivating Courtship Code 12-month coaching program. And coaching kicks off with a 3-day Captivating Weekend live event. Dates July 21st through the 23rd. For 3 days, you will mastermind with myself and other like-minded women in a 3-day virtual event where you will discover and embrace your authentic values so you feel more desirable and design your captivating life. You're going to create a customized match game plan with actionable steps to know who is the most aligned and compatible spouse for you and where to meet them. And you're going to get clear and confident on the courtship process so you know exactly how my clients have successfully gone from single to committed in 12 months or less. Then you're going to spend the rest of your time in coaching, taking action, creating connections, and bringing up any questions or doubts that you have so that you no longer have to worry about settling or sabotage getting in your way. The CCC program is perfect for women who want to attract a partner in the next 12 months so you can get married, women who value personal development and growth, and women who want a 6-step proven blueprint that successfully helped our clients go from single to married after years of being single. If that sounds like you, then you would be the perfect woman to join the CCC 12-month program, and you will be the perfect woman to kick off your coaching journey with the live 3-day Captivating Weekend event. In CCC, we coach you until you attract a partner. Yes, either you attract a partner or we coach you until you do. This makes the Captivating Courtship Code the only relationship program that you will ever need. Doors are open right now and they close July 19th. Payment options are available, and all you have to do is get in your application and book your consultation. So apply and claim your seat today. Go to captivatingcourtship.com/coaching, and I can't wait to meet you at our next Captivating Weekend. Hey, I'm Zara J, relationship coach, author, and creator of the Passion Attraction Prototypes. And on this podcast, I teach high-achieving women like you how to break relationship patterns and create a match game plan so you can quickly identify and attract a compatible partner for commitment in less time using my 6-step formula, the Captivating Courtship Code. Every week, I bring you lessons, reflections, and love-changing tips that have been proven to help my clients meet their partners and transform their love lives quickly. You're getting the inside scoop from my years of owning a matchmaking service and as an expert relationship coach that will take you from a wounded princess to a captivating queen of courtship. So, if you're ready to ditch trying to get him to commit, which are just anxiety-creating relationship tactics, and instead learn authentic yet intentional, proven relationship attraction techniques so you can finally have the partnership you desire, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Courtship Code Podcast. All right. So welcome to this live recording of the Courtship Code Podcast. And for this, we're actually going to be doing this as a once a month series where we'll be jumping on here, doing a live training. You can join, comment in the chat, interact. I would love to meet you. Love to speak with you and open up the floor to answer any of your questions. So today we're talking about practical steps to attract a spouse. What those practical steps would be, how to make that decision to step into that version of yourself so that you are attracting a partner, so that you are taking action, so that you are positioning yourself in a very simple way. One of the things that I've been in this industry for about almost a decade. First it was matchmaking, then I went into relationship coaching. I left matchmaking in 2019, 2020, about the beginning of 2020. Stopped matchmaking, focused solely on coaching, creating the Captivating Courtship Code, and putting this process together that I've been able to package and really successfully help my clients to go from single to committed, most of them typically within 12 to 18 months of working with me after years of being single. But I started off doing matchmaking, and matchmaking was an extremely eye-opening experience for me for so many reasons. One, because I realized that most people are focused on the wrong things, both men and women. Many of them primarily focus their energy or their time on either avoiding the actions and the steps that they need to take, or they spend a lot of time in their head, overthinking, overanalyzing, feeling anxious, insecure, a lot of those feelings. And men struggle with these same exact things too, which is a whole nother topic, because it's very important to humanize men in this experience, because they're literally going through the same things that you're going through, but not always the greatest at communicating what exactly they're experiencing. But my time in matchmaking made it very clear that most people simply overcomplicate the process, and they also don't really understand how to build relationships, how to build those connections, how to build the type of connection that will lead to the type of commitment. And they also don't believe that they can have the type of partner or the type of relationship that they desire. And what you currently believe, the beliefs that you have around your desirability, about what's available to you, or even just the certainty that it will happen, those doubts and those fears that come up for you are going to be some of the biggest challenges that you face, because you have to be able to overcome your own mindset and get out of your own way. So today we're going to be talking about just some practical steps. And if you have questions or there's anything that comes up for you while I'm talking, feel free to post in the chat. I will get to those at the end. But for right now, I just want to kind of walk through what are those simple and easy practical steps so you can stop overthinking and get out of your own way. So there's usually one of three places that most women that are listening to this pre-recorded podcast, or they work with me, or they reach out to me, or they're looking for help, or you're on the email list, whatever it is, you're usually in one of these three places. You're either in a place where you feel uncertain about what the future may hold. Like, you know that you want a partner, you know that you want to get married, you may want a family, or either start having children or have more children, whatever that is, but you don't actually feel certain that it's going to happen. Like, you're not operating with a level of certainty and trust that it's inevitable. And that is a hard energy and a hard mindset for many women to step into, because they might have some doubts, or they might feel like, well, who am I to think that way? Well, I don't know. But there is a level of certainty that you need to act with, because when you have that level of belief, it allows you to show up in a way where you can set boundaries, where you can make the tough decisions, where you can make high quality relationship decisions, and you are going to actually commit to the process to being committed. But when you don't have that certainty and you have a lot of doubt, you're going to settle, you're going to self-sabotage, you're going to avoid doing what you have to do, you're going to not actually believe that you can have the type of commitment and the type of relationship that you desire. The other place that you may be in is in a lack of confidence. You don't believe that you are desirable, worthy, or good enough for the type of partner that you would desire, or that men simply would desire you. Or you may think that you're desirable. You may know that, like, you are, you know, maybe like you can attract a certain type of guy, but you may not believe that the types of men that you desire would want you, or that there are desirable men available to you. So that's usually the second place. And then the third place that many women that work with me or that come to me for help, they're usually in a place of not believing that there are options available. Like, maybe you are taking some actions, and maybe you have some idea that there are some men available, or you may meet some men that you would desire, but you're not actually progressing through the courtship process. And the interesting thing about women in this bracket is that they typically show up with a huge sense of denial about what's actually going on in their love life, or they may prioritize their career or other things before their relationship goals. And I'm not saying that you shouldn't. Go get your money, go get your education, like, build your business, do what you need to do for yourself, because life is real. And women, most women do not have the privilege to completely put that off to the side and focus only on their love life. I completely understand that and support you in that. However, you do have to create a balance between love and career, especially if you are between the ages of 26 to 46, because these are the primary years for marriage, for relationships, for family,
for being in a space where you are going to have a easier time attracting a partner. Because yes, once you get over 45, 46, especially over 50, it is going to become more of a challenge. This is a real thing. And it's not because you are less desirable. It's because people become more routine and they don't quite understand where to meet a partner as they're getting more mature, as they're maturing through life. And then of course, if you're on the younger side, 9 times out of 10, like if you're under 25, under 26, you probably are in college or you are super active, super social, where you're not quite set into like your work life routine. So you probably do have more options on the table, not simply because you're more desirable, but simply because your social life is much different. Usually when people get over the age of 26, get closer to 30, 35, 40, 45, your lifestyle is a lot more indoors. You're a lot more insular, you're a lot more routine, especially if you are an introvert. Of course, we have those exceptions where you have the socialized, you have those social butterflies. But for introverts or for people that live a very routine lifestyle, or maybe you already have children, or maybe you have a very demanding career, or maybe you're just not a very social person, that's not your personality, which is okay, then your routines are not going to open, like your lifestyle routines are not really opening you up. So you have to get more intentional and get on the other side of that. So if any of those resonate with you, and if you're in that spot, then typically you're either going to be stuck at what I call ground zero. Like you haven't gotten to the 30-day milestone with the man in the last 6 months. So in the last 6 months, if you look back at the last 6 months, maybe you're either newly broken up, or you have been avoiding taking action and not really putting yourself out there, or maybe you have been putting yourself out there, but you've been experiencing ghosting, rejection, maybe just you're meeting men online and you're having one or two conversations, maybe someone's introducing you to a guy, but it's not getting to the actual call, or you're only having one or two conversations. So you're not actually getting to a space where you're even getting to the courtship process. Like, I don't really consider it courtship unless you've passed the 30-day mark. If you haven't even gotten to 30 days, you're not even in the game right now, right? Like, it's like Chris Brown says, like, you're not even inside the club, okay? Like, you gotta get in the club. So we've gotta get you to the 30-day mark. Now, you may be in a space where you find your relationships typically fall off between 1 to 5 months. That's typically a zone where many women feel stuck, especially I would say 1 to 4 months. Usually around that time is where you've been building a connection, you've been meeting someone, but it's not manifesting into an actual commitment, or you find yourself constantly in these hot, cold start stops. You're very heavily pursued, then the funnel flips, and now you feel like you're chasing or pursuing a guy or trying to nail the guy down and get the guy to commit. And if you're in that phase, it's typically because a few things. One, you don't actually understand the courtship process and you're not moving through the courtship process with intention. Two, you lack boundaries. And three, you lack that belief in the certainty and the inevitability of it. So you're not taking the actions required to actually go through the process. So that may be the second bucket that you're in. Or you're in the third bucket. And that third bucket is, you've been wasting time. You've been wasting a lot of time with situationships, kind of sort of relationships, men who provide a ton of attention, but not intention. And if you're in that space, typically you have been engaging with a man for maybe 6 months, maybe a year, maybe 2 years, maybe 5 years, that you've been giving your time waiting for a man to commit that's just simply not going to commit to you. And that is a tough pill to swallow. And I know for many women, it gets stuck. And it's hard because now you've emotionally attached. You're emotionally invested. You're emotionally attached. And honestly, if you're in that phase, it's not even about the man at that point. It's not even about the type of relationship that you want. It's really about you feeling like you won. And that's the tough pill to swallow, because if you're stuck in that space, you don't want to see another woman get the man that you have invested all this time into. You want it to be him. Right? And it's really more so about ego than it is about this man making you feel loved, valued, and respected, and this man being able to provide the type of relationship that you want. So if you're in any of those three spaces, the good thing is, right, like you can turn that around. You can definitely get into a space and get into an energy of attracting a partner, but you're going to have to make shifts. So if you are in the bucket where you have a hard time when it comes to confidence, the common thought that you're probably practicing that's getting in your way is that you're thinking that you are the problem, that there's something wrong with you, that you're not worthy, that you're not good enough, that you don't trust yourself or you don't trust men, or simply that you're just not desirable. That is a thought that you're practicing in some form. It may not be those words literally, but the thoughts and the beliefs that you have and the thoughts that you're practicing, just it's not even on a conscious level. We have 70,000 thoughts a day, so thoughts are randomly popping into your head, which is why learning how to think and how to shift your beliefs and how to be very consciously aware of the beliefs that come up and how to reprogram them, how to think differently, is the key to this part of the process, to the whole entire process, period. But the beliefs that you're having are rooted in you not being desirable, if that is where you're at, that you think that you're the problem and there's something wrong with you. You're not worthy, you're not good enough, you know, you don't trust men, you don't trust yourself, just you're lacking confidence in that area. If you are in the bucket where you're getting to 30 days to 4 months or somewhere in that space, then your problem or your common thought that you're practicing is that you just don't know what to do, or that it will never happen, or that the process, like the courtship process itself, is the problem. Like, I don't know what to do. I don't know what I'm not doing. You know, there's something wrong with these men who they won't commit, or there's something wrong. Like, that bridge is the problem for you, getting from single to committed. But if you are in that bucket, the great thing is that you're not that far from the relationship that you desire. Like, you're not that far if you fit into that bucket, which if you have not done the red flag assessment, do the red flag assessment. So just send me a message on Instagram. I'll send it to you so that you can get clear on like which bucket you're in. I can give you the whole breakdown and tell you that. But if you're in that bucket, you're actually not that far from attracting the type of relationship that you want. You just need to understand the process better, really commit to being committed, and just double down on going through that process. If you're in a third bucket of availability, where you don't believe that the type of partners that you want are available to you, then you're typically practicing the thought that men are the problem. That men are the problem. I don't know where to meet them. There's no good men available, or the types of men that I want aren't out there, or any thoughts rooted in the belief that men are the problem. So a lot of blame is focused on men. So those are the three buckets. So let's talk about the shifts that you need to make. The first thing that you need to do, if you want to transform this process, if you want to get practical, if you want to just simplify all of this, get rid of the mindset drama, get rid of the overthinking, get rid of overcomplicating what it is that you need to do to find a partner. And this is going to sound like duh, obviously, but it's honestly one of the hardest things for most people to do. And that is going to be, number one, releasing judgment. Whether that's judgment of yourself, judgment of men, judgment of the fact that you're single, whatever it is, judgment when you're out there meeting people and getting super red flag focused and looking for reasons to say no, looking for reasons to eliminate men, looking for reasons to not actually open yourself up to building connections. So you're leaning into judgment, and judgment is keeping you at ground zero, especially if you haven't gotten to 30 days with someone in the last 6 months. Judgment is definitely leading the way. You have to release any beliefs about who's the right partner for you. Throw all of that out. Get rid of that, because if you are not getting to 30 days with men consistently when you're getting to know them, if you have not found someone that you, not just someone, but like if you have a hard time getting to 30 days consistently, if you know, or you're not taking any action at all, you have beliefs about who the person is that you're supposed to be with, when the reality is you don't know who that person is. That you haven't done the work, you don't have the clarity. And that's what you need to be focused on, is getting clear on who's the right partner for you. Opening yourself up to getting those experiences, because at this point, it's like I tell my daughter when it comes to building friendships, like You cannot be selective if you do not have a pool to select from. You have to get a selection first. You cannot be picky if you do not have options to pick from. And if you have not gotten or been courted by a man for at least 30 days in the last 6 months, right now you have all these lists or limitations or beliefs about who this person is and what this person needs to have, and you're not authentically clear. Because if you were authentically clear, you would actually have more options available and not less. So in the first 30 days, to get to that first milestone, that's the first milestone that I want clients to get to. Just get to 30 days, because if you can get to 30 days, you build up your belief muscle, you build up your trust in yourself, you start to feel more excited, you start to feel lighter. It takes a lot of the drama. And for many women, if that is a milestone that you get that you have a hard time getting to, do not feel shame around it. Most of the women that I meet and that reach out to me have not gotten to 30 days with a man in at least 6 months. It may even be years. Many women have never had a long-term commitment or never been married, or they don't have a lot of serious relationship experience, or they just haven't met a man in a very long time. Like, it's a lot more common than you may think. It's way more common than you may think. When I was doing matchmaking, on average, in the course of a year, most women only courted, quote unquote, at 0 to 1 man in a year. That means past 30 days, 0 to 1 man in a year. That's on average. The exceptional women who were like super active and super social and have very busy social lives, on average, it might've been 2. So I want you to think about that. If in the past year, if you have been courted by less than 2 men for at least 30 days, you just don't have the experience. You're not putting yourself out there enough to get the options to actually attract the type of partner relationship that you want. It's not that the men aren't available. It's not that you're not desirable. It's just that you're not taking enough action and giving yourself an opportunity to even get out there and meet people. So that's the first thing. If you are stuck at that space, you have to release judgment. You have to decide and just release control over the fact that you don't know what you don't know, and just get really curious. You want to activate your feminine curiosity and get very curious. Get curious about yourself in the courtship process, about what you like, what you don't like, about how you respond, about your thoughts, your triggers, about the beliefs that you have, where do they come from. You want to get really, really curious. You want to get curious about the men that you're meeting. Get super curious about who they are. You have to release that judgment. If you're hearing things or you're leaning into judgment, you're not allowing yourself to just build the connection for at least 30 days, you're not even giving yourself an opportunity to connect. So you have to be able to open up your heart muscles so that you can receive. And if you have a lot of wounds, or you have a lot of doubts or a lot of trust or a lot of fears around that, then that's something that, you know, I can help you if that's something that you want to do the work on, so that you allow yourself to be more vulnerable and you drop the fears and the doubts and all of those things, because that's when you get to be free to connect. Now, once you release the judgment and you step into curiosity and you allow yourself to just build those connections, these next three steps, and if you're already in coaching, some women on the call, they're already in coaching, so you know I talk about the three simple steps. And it's simple, it's practical, it's easy. It's the most basic things that you need to be doing consistently to find a spouse, but it's the hardest thing for most women to commit to, because your mindset is going to get in the way. Your brain wants to self-sabotage. Your brain is not wired to make you happy. Your brain is not wired to help you to find a partner. Your brain is not wired to help you to find love. That is not what your brain is there to do. Your brain is there to keep you alive. Your brain is there to keep you safe. And what safety may look like for you is sabotaging patterns, because patterns are familiar. So even if you don't like it, even if you are not happy being single, even if you do not like the types of men you're attracting, even if you are not satisfied, simply doing the same actions is familiar for you. And with familiarity, that is where there's comfort. So your brain will result to what it knows to do best. So breaking free of those sabotaging patterns is going to require you to do something different. But you have to allow yourself to get into a space where you are just implementing these steps over and over and over again. It doesn't matter if it's online, it doesn't matter if it's offline. The main thing that you need to be doing, if you want to just simplify it all the way down, is you need to be focused on meeting people, making connections, relationship building. It sounds so simple, yet for most, it is the hardest step for them to take. Why? Because maybe you're an introvert. Maybe you lack some social skills. And it's okay if you lack some social skills. It's okay if you don't have a lot of friends or a big social circle, or you're not very good at networking, or maybe you don't have a big family, or you don't have a very involved family. Maybe you're shy. Maybe you're a little socially awkward. Maybe you're insecure. Like, those things are okay, but they're not excuses. Okay? So we have to stop letting those things be an excuse. And meeting people and making those connections and building relationships means beyond that same five or six group of people that you talk to all the time. It means beyond the same coworker that you sit with at lunch every day. It means beyond the same people that you see at your community that you've been asking to introduce you to people. That does not work. Why? Because those people are used to seeing you single. Those people are used to seeing you single. They know you in a way that how they identify you does not allow the, when you start doing the work and you start healing and you start living your captivating life and you start stepping into making that decision that you are ready for commitment and you are ready to get married, the shifts that you make, the transformation that you make, they still associate the version of you that they've known with who you are today. They're not going to see you. It's like if you decide, let's say you were to decide to build a business or to start a business, your friends and your family are probably not going to be the first people to support you because they don't see you as the business owner. They see you as the little girl that they helped raise. They see you as the friend that they've spent all this time with. They see all the problems. They see all the other things. They don't see that version of you. It takes them longer to catch up. It may not be fair. It may not be ideal, but this is just what it is. Most of my clients, all of my clients who have made connections or have met their husband through social connections, it was not their best friend. It was not their, I'll take that back. One, it was through their brother-in-law, but that's still a third level connection. That's not like, it wasn't the first immediate family member, right? It's usually not the best friend. It's usually not your sister. It's usually not the person that you talk to the most. Usually it's not going to be those people. It's usually going to be at least 3 to 6 degrees of separation. Usually that is what, from my observations, from the years that I've doing this and the women that I have coached and the women that I've helped guide them through attracting a partner, usually those connections are not going to be first connections. It may be second. Maybe it's like not the best friend, but maybe the friend that you talk to occasionally. Like it's going to be usually some degrees of separation. But if you're only asking or making connections with and talking to the same people, especially if all your friends are single and they're all miserable and they're not happy, or maybe the women in your family are not very supportive because they're not very optimistic about marriage or relationships or any of that, those social circles are not going to help you. So you have to be really intentional and consistent about building connections, about building relationships, about doing it from a very genuine place. And it doesn't matter if you're building connections with men or women, married or single, it doesn't really matter. But you do need to get very intentional about making those connections. Now, when it comes to men, some of you are going to have to get out of your space, especially my women. I don't know what everyone's like faith background is on this call right now, but doesn't matter, whatever faith background that you practice, 9 times out of 10, the information that you have is outdated. The information and what you're being told about how to go about the process and what's, you know, okay, what's not okay, or where to meet, 9 times out of 10, it's outdated. We are in 2023. What worked 5 years ago is not going to work today. What worked 10 years ago is not going to work today. What happened 20 years ago, 30, it's not going to work today. It doesn't mean that traditional principles don't still matter, but how you implement and the actions that you take have to shift. And if you are a woman between 26 to 46, and this is something that matters to you, you have to get out of the space of waiting for someone to save you. You have to get intentional about the life that you want, about having the type of relationship, the family, the partner, any of those things, because no one's coming to save you. Okay? It sounds tough, but this is the truth. I have been doing this for almost a decade. No one's coming to save you. You have to get intentional about what you want, about the quality of life you want, about the quality relationship you want, about the family you want, about any of those things, and make that decision for yourself, because no one's going to decide for you. People have their own lives, they have their own goals, they have their own beliefs, they have things that they are focused on. And if you are maybe under 25, or, you know, maybe under 30, maybe people will be a lot more involved and supportive in this process. Maybe under 30, and that's like a stretch. Really, if you're under 25, maybe your family's going to be a lot more supportive, your friends, things of that sort. But once you get over a certain hump, and I have seen this for a long time, I've been in this industry for a long time, a lot of women put themselves on a shelf waiting for someone to save them. Well, no one's helping me. Well, no one's introducing me. Well, no one's teaching. Okay, so you have to make that decision to do it for yourself. You have to make that decision. And hey, you can join coaching. You can get the support that you need to get the guidance, but you have to get decisive about what you want and stop waiting for someone to come along. Like, you are gifted information, sometimes through other people, through resources, however you find it. You don't have to come and coach with me. You can figure it out however you need to figure it out, but you have to make a decision for yourself, because no one's going to come and save you. And this is something that is so important, because so many women are waiting for someone else to figure it out for them. And it just doesn't work like that, especially the older you get. The more mature you get, the more you have to take control of your love life and what you want. So like I said, so the first thing is getting clear, getting out there, releasing judgment. The second thing is meeting people and building lots of new relationships. If you want help with this, you want some more information, I know in coaching, we have the Captivating Weekend coming up. We're going to be talking a lot about this. I just built out the itinerary for the weekend. It is a packed weekend. So for those of you that are on the call, if you haven't RSVP'd for the Captivating Weekend, make sure you RSVP so you can get all the information. But it's a packed out 3-day weekend, and we are going through everything just to accelerate and fast track and make sure you have the clarity you need. But you need to be building relationships, authentically building connections and building relationships. The next thing that you need to be doing is letting people know that you are single and looking, and also asking people if they are single and looking too. That is something that so many people feel shame and embarrassment around, that they're not actually putting themselves out there. It's not desperate to be intentional about what you want. It's not desperate to put yourself out there so people know that you're available. But if no one knows that you're available, then you're not going to be able to put yourself out there and meet people. So you have to let people know, okay? And the last thing is, you need to be saying yes more than you are saying no. You need to be saying yes more than saying no. If you feel like you don't have any options, if you're not making connections, if you're not getting at least to 30 days in the last 6 months, you're saying no too much. You're either saying no to getting started, you're saying no to opportunities to connect, you're saying no to people introducing, you're saying no to, I don't want to get online, I don't want to go out, I don't want to, it's all these no's. The men that are interested, you're saying no because they're not perfect, or they're not exactly what you want. And you may just need to treat every interaction like a cup of coffee and just get yourself out there just to get the experience. Once you get past the 30-day mark in the last six, in a six-month time span, once you get, because if you got past 30 days a year ago, that doesn't count. If you got past 30 days, or you were courting someone 2 years ago and it's been a big, that doesn't count. In a six-month snapshot, once you get past 30 days, then you can start eliminating. Then you can get a lot more clear, which is why, like, through the CCC process, that's why I don't give you the compatible king exercise so that you're clear on those partner traits until after the 30-day phase, because you're making those decisions prematurely and you're trying to eliminate when you don't even have the options to eliminate from. So you need to take a snapshot of the last 6 months, what's been actually going on in the last 6 months. And then if you have not gotten to 30 days with someone, you just need to be focused on meeting new people. You don't need to focus on the ideal partner, or you're looking for the perfect partner, or all the traits, and all that, you're not there yet. Once you get past 30 days, then we can start focusing in, okay, who is actually the right partner for you? Let's get crystal clear. And now we want to set and keep boundaries around it and double down on that so that you're fully committed to being committed and going through the process with those men. But you have to get to that milestone first. So those are the practical steps. Those are the four things. This replay will be up on the podcast so you can listen to this. But if you have any questions, you can feel free to comment in the chat. I have a few minutes. I have about 5 minutes before I have to jump off of here. But if you have any questions, you comment in chat. But those are the only things that you need to be focused on. That's all the way simplified. It doesn't matter if it's online, if it's offline. Like, we can get into all of those things about where to start showing up and how to do it better and how to, like, all of those things. Like, I can give you all that too. But at the core foundations, release judgment. Accept the fact that you don't know what you don't know. You don't know who the right partner is for you yet. Especially if you haven't gotten to 30 days, you are not there yet where you know exactly who's the right partner for you, because you just don't have the experience. Just don't have the experience, and that's okay. It's not a big deal. You have to get more experiences to verify that. Release the judgment, get curious, build authentic relationships, genuinely build more relationships, build more connections. Let more people know that you are single and looking. Put yourself out there and ask the men that you're meeting if they're single and what they're looking for. Are they looking for something serious, or are they just out here just casually just getting to know women? You need to get clear on that, especially if you're on apps. And then the last thing is, start saying yes more than you're saying no. You treat maybes like a yes, and you treat yes like a yes. Of course, if it's an absolute no, you treat it like a no. But if it's a maybe, you need to treat a maybe like a yes, because you don't know what you don't know. And then if it's a yes, you treat a yes like a yes. But those are the only things you need to be focused on. At the very, very core foundation, that's all you need to be doing. So I hope that this little lunch and learn was helpful for you. And if you have any questions, or if you want to take the red flag assessment, feel free. Send me a DM on Instagram. I will give you that assessment. So you can just take the link. It's about a 10-minute video. You can just go ahead and do it on your own. Send me the score. I'll let you know what bucket you're in as far as the shifts that you need to take. And just get intentional and get decisive about what you want. Focus on implementing those simple steps, and you will be on your way. Like, it's inevitable. It's really hard for you to keep doing what you need to do and to keep growing and to really have that strong, firm belief in the fact that you're going to get married, that you're going to be a wife, and that it's going to happen. Like, it's just a matter of fact, it's going to happen. And that's the type of energy that you have to have. And when you have that energy, you take the actions that are aligned with that energy. But if you're heavy and you have doubt and fear and scarcity and insecurities, and you feel unclear, and you have all this other mindset drama coming up for you, it's really hard to embody that level of energy. And every single time I see my clients shift into that energy of being decisive, of being committed, it doesn't take long. Like, I know, okay, this is the next person that's up. This is the next person that's going to get married. Like, it becomes predictable because you see the shifts, you see the work that they do, and you see how their mindset shifts and the belief and the energy that they have around themselves and around being a wife and being married. But most of the time, even if you desire it, you probably haven't actually committed to being committed. You haven't fully made the decision. It's not just at the tongue. It's not just what you say. It's the energy that you show up with. If it's a belief, it's a mindset, it's the actions that you take. It's an aura that you have that says, I'm ready to receive it. And even for those of you who have been praying for a long time, you have to put action behind it. Like, that's not enough. The actions that you take and the belief that you have and the trust that you have, that is really what activates your ability to receive what you've been praying for. So it has to go beyond words. It has to go beyond the surface, and it has to be deep, deep, deep down embedded in your core. And that's going to help to activate and open you up to receive exactly what you want. So I hope that this was helpful. Again, if you have any questions or anything, just feel free to send me a DM or an email. And I hope that you guys have a wonderful afternoon. Bye-bye.
Doors are open right now to the Captivating Courtship Code 12-month coaching program. And coaching kicks off with a 3-day Captivating Weekend live event. Dates July 21st through the 23rd. For 3 days, you will mastermind with myself and other like-minded women in a 3-day virtual event where you will discover and embrace your authentic values so you feel more desirable and design your captivating life. You're going to create a customized match game plan with actionable steps to know who is the most aligned and compatible spouse for you and where to meet them. And you're going to get clear and confident on the courtship process so you know exactly how my clients have successfully gone from single to committed in 12 months or less. Then you're going to spend the rest of your time in coaching, taking action, creating connections, and bringing up any questions or doubts that you have so that you no longer have to worry about settling or sabotage getting in your way. The CCC program is perfect for women who want to attract a partner in the next 12 months so you can get married, women who value personal development and growth, and women who want a 6-step proven blueprint that successfully helped our clients go from single to married after years of being single. If that sounds like you, then you would be the perfect woman to join the CCC 12-month program, and you will be the perfect woman to kick off your coaching journey with the live 3-day Captivating Weekend event. In CCC, we coach you until you attract a partner. Yes, either you attract a partner or we coach you until you do. This makes the Captivating Courtship Code the only relationship program that you will ever need. Doors are open right now and they close July 19th. Payment options are available, and all you have to do is get in your application and book your consultation. So apply and claim your seat today. Go to CaptivatingCourtship.com/coaching, and I can't wait to meet you at our next Captivating Weekend.